The proposed budget in the town of Colonie would increase taxes beyond the state's tax cap. Democratic Town Supervisor Paula Mahan's budget proposal includes a 5.2% total increase over 2018, carrying a 7.5% tax hike. The state tax cap is 2%.
The net tax rate increase is about 29.8 cents per thousand of assessed taxable value. And it averages out for the median taxable value home in Colonie about $3.50 increase per month. Now, our tax cap, the 2% tax levy cap, comes out to be about 4.15%. We're going over by 4.15%. That's what we're recommending to the board, and then I'll take a look at that, and we'll see where we go from there. But what it is for the median taxable value home, it adds $1.96 per month.
Mahan says the $95.6 million spending plan for the Albany suburb reflects increased salaries for town workers, carrying on with infrastructure improvements and public safety initiatives, and covering a $900,000 hike in town employee health insurance costs.
We will go before the board for our public hearings, and then, you know, we'll, again, the public gets a chance to weigh in as well, you know, and then eventually we will come to a vote to see where we go from there. So we're hoping, you know, that this will go over well, and, you know, no one wants a little increase, but it's our property tax rate is so low that it, you know, equates to pennies.
Republican Town Councilman David Green says the cost of health insurance, salaries for the town workforce, and debt service contributed to the spending and tax levy increases.
I think that when residents see that their town portion of their 2019 tax bill goes up, probably on average around $42, $43, the primary reason for that is the cost of having a staff, great staff, over 500 full-time employees and at times 200 part-times within the town, plus the cost of health care is a predominant reason why that is going on. Now, at the beginning of the budget session, you know, the increase looked like it was going to be a lot worse. But through the diligent efforts of our supervisor, our other elected officials, and our comptroller and department heads, we got that down to where we are now.
The town board has scheduled a public hearing at Town Hall, 7 p.m. October 25th, on adopting a local law to exceed the tax cap, a requirement before it can vote on the budget. Green believes the budget will pass.
I'm 100% positive that the board is going to pass this. This is something that's been a work in process that every member of the board and the supervisor has been involved in for some time, and we knew there was going to have to be a tax increase that was going to go outside the tax cap this year. It was about damage control over the last number of months, making sure that that increase was as minimal as possible.
A budget hearing is set for November 8th at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.